Hey everybody, I want to take a little bit of time and talk to you today about love. Now, Jonathan Edwards is considered as the greatest theologian in British American history. Now, I say British American history because he died before we declared our independence. Generally speaking, he is considered to be the greatest theologian this continent has ever known. Now, I say this not because he was perfect, because he wasn't, but just because someone isn't perfect doesn't mean that we should ignore them. People often use this as an excuse to ignore the wise, to ignore doctors or really any professional. I mean, if I take my car to the mechanic, I can disagree with them, but I should take their insights very seriously because they spend their entire day working on cars. The same is true of doctors and theologians. We should be careful what we believe, but we should also be humble enough to trust that someone who spends their entire day studying scriptures, for example, should not be written off just because they weren't perfect. In 1740, Jonathan Edwards preached a sermon to children in his church called "Children Ought to Love the Lord Jesus Christ Above All." Now, if you had just one moment to call someone to turn to Jesus and love him, what reason would you give for the motivation that they should do that? I mean, why would you tell someone, hey, this is why you should love Jesus Christ above all other things, above sin, above your family, above your spouse, above your parents, above your job, above your above money, above drugs, above anything. What would you say? I want you to listen to the reason that Jonathan Edwards gave for why Jesus should be loved above all else. Listen to what he said. He said, "There is no love so great and so wonderful as that which is in the heart of Christ." There is no love so great and so wonderful as that which is in the heart of Christ. His point was simple. Why should Jesus be loved? Because of his love. It's that simple. We should love Jesus above all else, not because of his size or strength or wisdom or insight or eternality or even his goodness. Jesus should be loved above all else because his love is greater and more wonderful than anything else in all of creation. And Jonathan Edwards gets this from various texts, but I don't have time to read you his whole message, but one that makes it clear that this is a biblical argument and not just his opinion is 1 John 4:19 that says, "We love because he first loved us." Here the Apostle John says, Jesus should be loved, and the reason is because of his love for us. It is his great love that leads us, that motivates us, that draws in us, that creates in us love for him. Now, we need to remember this as Christians. God is to be loved because his love is more beautiful and greater than all other things. This is our motivation and encouragement. Now, to help us all kind of tie together how we flesh this out, how we live this, I want to use two pictures from Greek mythology. Now, I mentioned these two pictures about 2 years ago in a sermon, but even if you've heard them before, hold with me because they still make an important point about the value of understanding the power of God's great love. Now, in Greek mythology, there are these creatures called sirens. These were primarily creatures that sang a beautiful song, so beautiful that it would hypnotize sailors who came near their island or islands, depending on which account you're reading. The sailors would be so mesmerized by the beauty of the song that they would crash into the rocks. They would care more about hearing the song and getting closer to the song than their own lives. Then, when they were shipwrecked, the sirens would capture and eat them alive. Now, the reason I bring them up is because the two accounts that I want us to look at are two examples of people who survived the sirens in Greek mythology. Now, please understand, I'm not saying that any of this is real. I'm just saying it's a good picture that kind of can help us understand how we should live the Christian life. So there's these two successful stories. The first can be used as an understanding or an example to help us understand God's love, to help us understand how God's love can be, I shouldn't say that, to help us understand how God's love can be ignored and mistreated. The first example I want to give is found in Homer's tale called The Odyssey. Now, in this long tale, the chief character is named Odysseus. And while on his quest, he has to sail past the Sirens' island with his men. Now, to save their lives, he has all of his men stuff their ears with beeswax so that they wouldn't turn the ship toward the island of the Sirens. But for himself, he wanted to know what the song of the sirens sounded like. So he had his men tie him tightly, safely, securely to the main mast of the ship until they had passed by the island and were out of earshot of the sirens. Now, Homer says that the song was so beautiful that Odysseus went mad, because all he could think of was hearing more of their song. He did not care anymore for his life or for the lives of his men. All that mattered was this beautiful song that he wanted and needed to get close to. And it wasn't until he couldn't hear it anymore that he was no longer under the control of the song. Now, many Christians try and use Odysseus's technique to get to heaven. They look at this Christian life as such a burden, and they say, we just have to tie ourselves to Christ with self-discipline and isolation, with rules and with laws. Yet through all of life, our hearts still are going to long deeply for sin whenever we hear its song. They choose Christ, but they want sin more. They believe that we will never be able to not be hypnotized by sin, to desire sin above all else, even Christ. All we can do is tie ourselves down hard enough that we don't get shipwrecked by it. Now, the problem with this view is that it's not biblical. Remember again what Jonathan Edwards said was the reason why we should love the Lord Jesus above all else. He said, because there is no love so great and so wonderful as that which is in the heart of Christ. His point was not that our goal is to endure life and accept God, even though sin seems more glorious and beautiful than all other things. His point was to these kids is that God's love is more glorious and more beautiful than any other sin or any other pleasure in this life. As John Piper likes to say, while paraphrasing Jonathan Edwards, we love God because he is greater than, not less than. Because he is a superior pleasure, not a lesser pleasure. Remember what the Apostle John wrote. We love because he first loved us. John is not saying that we love Jesus because he is less than, but because his love is more than all other things, all other pleasures. We love Jesus because of a superior pleasure, his love. He looks better, he tastes better, he is better than all other things. Which leads to a better illustration to understand how this Christian life should be lived. Not by trying to tie ourselves down and convincing ourselves into thinking that really what's better, or we have to neglect what we really want. We have to sacrifice, in a sense. It's better for us to long, or it's okay for us to long after sin because that's what seems best, but in the end, what's really best is not going there. This illustration helps us to see that part of our call as Christians is to learn and grow in our understanding, our enjoyment, and our pleasure in the love of Christ. So much so that our desire for sin, for even godly pleasures, is lessened, because we love God because he is more, not because he is less. And in another Greek myth from various stories, we meet a guy named Jason. He was on a quest for a golden fleece, which isn't really important. Anyway, he also had to get past the sirens. But instead of beeswax, he had a very different idea. Odysseus had a very specific intention, which was the only way to get by is to tie myself down or stuff our ears. But Jason had a different idea. He found a man named Orpheus. And Orpheus was famous in this story as being the most gifted musician that the world had ever known. So when the ship came near the sirens, Orpheus picked up his instrument, his lyre, and played so beautifully that the song of the sirens was ignored because it was not nearly as captivating, as beautiful as Orpheus's songs. You see, Jason's idea was to defeat the enemy with a superior pleasure. If his thought was, if their song will lead us to our death, let's not do that, which is wise. Yes, let's avoid sin. Let's flee from sin. Let's put up barriers against ourselves in sin. But there's more. He also said, in using this comparison, that the way to live the Christian life is to understand that our God is more. That we should become more and more engrossed over time in our superior pleasure of God's love. When Jonathan Edwards considered life and all the sins that are so appealing, he didn't say, hey, kids, you need to tie yourself down. You need to make sure that you ignore all of the things, because that's the way to love Jesus. He said, you need to know, you need to experience, you need to understand, and you need to enjoy something more beautiful than anything else this world can offer. He said, there is no love so great and so wonderful as that which is in the heart of Christ. It is this great love that can cause us to ignore the sins of the world and turn from them. And not as our burden, but as our joy, because we are enraptured by, we are consumed by, we are enjoying something better. For when we know his love, we are drawn to love him in return. We cannot help it, because his love is so glorious and so beautiful. We love because he first loved us. Friends, how are you living your Christian life? Are you seeking to hear, to know, to understand, and enjoy the love of God more and more with each new day? Are you convinced that his love is better than anything else in creation, any other pleasure? Are you listening to his word telling of this great love that leads you to life and more love? Are you enjoying a superior pleasure in God? Or are you content to be tied down? Are you content to endure life rather than conquer it? Have you tricked yourself into thinking that being a Christian is about getting less rather than more? Never forget why Jesus should be loved above all else, because his love is more glorious than all other things. Because his love is a greater pleasure for us to enjoy than anything else that we could ever desire or achieve or have or enjoy in this life. Anything else. Are you seeking to know and enjoy that love? My hope is that you are. That you're taking advantage of reading your Bible steadily and faithfully, of reading good books that encourage you and help you to know more about Christ. Listening to videos and messages and sermons that can help you grow to know and enjoy the superior pleasure of Christ. I hope that you are not wasting the opportunities that God has given you, but instead are using all that he has given you so that you may more fully know and more fully enjoy the love of Christ that is far better than all other things. We love because he first loved us.